You forgot my sunglasses. All right. Okay, update on the injury report. Champ Bailey, foot, did not participate. Orlando Franklin, ankle, limited. Peyton Manning did not participate, all right, full. Wes Welker, no, I'm sorry. No, that was yesterday. I was on the wrong day. My bad. All right, I'll move over a column. He was full. All right, Wes Welker, ankle, limited. Joel Dreesen, knee, limited. Chris Cooper, ankle, did not participate. Eric Decker, toe, full. Mitch Unrein, groin, full. Sean Phillips, hamstring, limited. Wesley Woodyard, neck, full. Robert Ayers, shoulder, full. I only have one out of those 12. Any questions?
How was Peyton's ankle? Did he respond to fan practice?
Yeah, I thought he looked fine.
Coach, last year you're down 24 and a half, comeback beat San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
3-3 going into the bye. Follow me, host New Orleans, win that game. Things, we all know how the season went from there.
Right.
Go into the bye with the win that the whole team feels they contributed, and really that was a tone setter for last year. How important is that?
Well, I think every one of these are tone setters. You know, I think obviously, when you lose in this league, you prefer it to be less lingering. In other words, get back to business pretty fast on a Wednesday. You go into your bye by league rule now. You give guys 4 days off. It's mandatory. So, I think, to go into a bye off of a victory is a lot more fun than off of a loss. Again, we're week to week. That's kind of what we're looking at. And there should be plenty of reason to be motivated. If that's an extra factor, then so be it. Yeah, I think he'd be the best one to comment to that. I think any time a player gets injured, it's frustrating. They work very hard in the offseason to play in these games, and so I would think that's probably frustrating. But he'd be best to answer that.
Is it frustrating for you guys?
Again, it's the next man up. I mean, it's you like to have everybody out there, but that's not reality.
Is it difficult sometimes to get players to pay attention, stay focused when they know the bye is on the other end of the game?
I think the logical thinking, again, you'd have to ask players, but I think it's hard to keep all that going no matter what, all right, bye or no bye, preseason, regular season, postseason. It's all hard because you're competing against the best in the world, all right? But, I would think that what I mentioned earlier would be similar to their mindset going into a bye.